In Arizona, there are 22 federally recognized tribes. Some decided to get vaccines from Indian Health Services, the federal agency responsible for the healthcare of tribal members. And others are using state-supplied vaccines provided through their local counties.
We weren't sure who was going to get the vaccine to the tribe first.
That was Mike Fila, the emergency preparedness manager for the Cocopah Indian Tribe. And when in doubt, he prepared for both possibilities. IHS got the vaccine first, and he says tribal leaders are pleased with their choice to go with the IHS facility, Fort Yuma Healthcare Center. The Phoenix IHS area covers the Cocopah Reservation, but it also covers most of Arizona, Utah, and Nevada. IHS reported almost 22,000 positive COVID-19 cases from various indigenous health facilities in this area as of Saturday. It says the infection rate for American Indians and Alaskan Natives is more than 3.5 times higher than it is for non-Hispanic whites. And Native Americans are more than 4 times more likely to be hospitalized. Cocopah Vice Chairwoman Rosa J. Long says it's personal, especially after the death of her predecessor, Vice Chairman Johnson Diobegay Jr.
We've just lost so many within our community and just in the surrounding communities here. We have known of so many that have gone due to this deadly virus.
In December, Cocopah leaders wanted to know if tribal members would be interested in the vaccine when it became available. So they distributed a survey. Josefina Mercado Chavez heads the survey effort through the Tribal Maintenance Health Program. She says she and her Cocopah colleagues talked about if the vaccine would be accepted.
They have expressed to me a few times that there is a big stigma about the vaccine and about different medications that have been tested at the tribe and all that.
Mercado Chavez says they disseminated about 400 surveys online and in person with a list of 10 questions.
One of the questions is, of course, would you be interested to get the vaccine? The second question is, if you're not interested, would you be willing to at least talk about it? Those two biggest questions is the one that we are looking for.
They're analyzing the results now and getting ready to present their findings to the tribal council in early February. But she does have some preliminary results. About 50% of respondents say they're willing to take the vaccine. The other half have questions.
They're not saying that they're not going to take the vaccine. It's just saying that we would like to ask you some questions.
Elizabeth Twist is one of the community health representatives who knocked on doors with the survey and talked to people about the vaccine. She's also a tribal member. Twist had COVID-19 in December and recently received her first vaccine dose. Lots of people want to know about her experience and when they can get their vaccines.
I did have a slight headache, just soreness at injection, and just a slight fever for maybe a few hours the second day.
Phila, the tribe's emergency manager, said by last week, almost 200 Cocopah members and or employees would be vaccinated from phases 1A and 1B, which they decided to mirror after Arizona's phases. According to the Cocopah Emergency Management Facebook page, it's starting phase 1C now and vaccinating people above 65. I'm Emma Gibson in Tucson.